Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it. But wherever the Lord builds the house, wherever faith in Christ Jesus and his promises is present, wherever the word of God is taught and believed, richly dwelling in that family, wherever husband and wife love one another, wherever children are, and those children are instructed in the faith also. The Lord promises he'll bless. The Lord promises that his word comes always with great blessing. And he is faithful. He will surely do it. Of course, there'll be all sorts of troubles and trials. You need a house that's built. You need a household that is firm, that has to stand against many things. And the temptation to forsake the Lord's word for the world's priorities is immense. But the Lord promises great blessing, and we know that Christ lives and has eternity for us as well. And that leads us then to be confident, to redouble our efforts, to repent where we've failed, but to trust and believe the forgiveness of sins, and to know that the hope we have as Christians is greater than any of the sorrows that we face here in this life. And wherever his word is, there the blessing will be also.